be kept in front.
Ora arrivo. Itai Gaur Haribol.
Haribol.
Where's the speaker?
Speaker, bring the speaker.
Suji.
Speaker. Are they bringing it in?
Itai Gaur Haribol.
Haribol.
This is the house of Kashi Mishra. We'll be discussing a little later, but for 18 years, more than 18 years, for almost 24 years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided in this house. And Kashi Mishra was given these murtis of Radha Kanta by his Gurudev. And while living in the house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally worshipped the deities of Radha Kanta. These are the original deities. And we will have kirtan outside, and then we will go to the actual room in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided for over 20 years of his life. Haribo. The residence of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They have 24-hour kirtan there. So I'm not sure if we'll be able to speak at that place. But when you go in, you'll see, just in front of the kirtan, there's a little window that you look into, and that is the Gambhira, the room where Mahaprabhu spent the most intimate pastimes with his most confidential associates. Within that room are the original paduka, or sandals, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally wore, wooden slippers. Also is his begging pot, kamandalu, the original begging pot, water pot, that he carried as a sannyasi. And to our right of the altar, you will see a burning flame. From the day that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, they lit this ghee lamp, and the lamp has been glowing, burning ever since that time. So with great reverence and great sincerity, we should offer our obeisances. Behold the beautiful place of Mahaprabhu. And then we will come find some place where we can speak some pastimes in regard to Gambhira. Haribol.
Namo Mahabharaya Krishnaya Kadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurakrishe Namaha.
So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can everyone hear? Everyone can hear? When Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Sri Jagannath Puri after accepting sannyas order of life, on the humble request of his mother, Sachi Devi, he first stayed at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, very close to his house. And just a few months after, he decided to take a tour of South India. He explained to his devotees that my brother Vishwaroop, he had taken sannyas some years back. We have never seen or heard from him since. He has traveled through all the holy places. I want to search for him. Of course, his actual reason. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he knows everything, past, present, and future. He is the Paramatma in everyone's heart, the all-pervading super soul. But he used this as an excuse to travel throughout all of South and Western India, spreading the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan movement and transforming millions upon millions of people's lives into pure unalloyed devotees of Sri Krishna. His devotees here in Jagannath Puri, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Damodara Pandit, Jagadananda, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, they were so much begging him not to go. But they knew that he was the supreme independent personality of Godhead. So how could he stop? How could they stop him? Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu spoke to his devotees that all of you are more dear to me than my very life. To give up my very existence would not be very difficult, but to give up your association is something impossible for me. And he asked permission from his devotees to take his tour. The Supreme Lord, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, wanted to teach us this most essential and sublime message, that before embarking on any serious endeavor in our life, we must receive the blessings, the heartfelt blessings, from the advanced Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, nothing can be auspicious. Nothing will be sanctioned pleasingly by Lord Sri Krishna. So each of the devotees was volunteering that we will go with you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in so many loving ways, explained to each of them how their love for him was so unique, confidential, and intense that it prevented him from performing his lila as a sannyasi to show a proper example to others of the principles of renunciation. Nityananda Prabhu, I took sannyas. You are supposed to be my servant, taking me to Vrindavan. And instead you took me to Santipur, opposite direction. What type of servant is this? And I was carrying my danda, which is a regulative principle in the sannyas order. For the first 10 years of sannyas, a sannyasi is supposed to carry his danda everywhere. And you broke my danda in 3 places and threw it in river. I will not take you. And Jagadananda, he is always trying to give me sense gratification. And if I do not accept it, he fasts. And when he fasts, then my heart breaks. And as far as Damodar Pandit, he is always anxious to chastise me and correct me, although he's a brahmachari and I'm a sannyasi. He's always informing me of my various transgressions of etiquette, and like with a stick in his hand, he comes to correct me. And as far as Mukunda, he is so gentle. When he sees me performing tapasya, he will never say anything, but his heart breaks so much that he cries. And when I see his anxiety, I suffer hundreds of times more than him. So I will go alone. So Nityananda Prabhu and the others, they explained, at least take one devotee with you who is not so intimate as ourselves, because you will require someone to hold your water pot, your kamandalu, and your danda, because your two hands will be used for chanting on your beads and counting your rounds. So Mahaprabhu agreed. And as he was leaving, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after all of these years, I was a Mayavadi. I was offending the Supreme Lord by declaring him to be without form, without qualities or characteristics, declaring his names and his pastimes to be illusion. And alas, you have come and saved me and given me the shelter of your lotus feet, giving me love of Krishna. And now you are going to leave me. This is impossible. How can you do this? But knowing that it was going to please the Lord, Sarvabhauma, with a broken heart and tears in his eyes, he offered his obeisances as Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu began his travels to South India. For several years, he went down to Cape Comoran to all of the hundreds, thousands of holy places. And wherever he would go, with his arms raised, he would loudly be chanting the holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Swami explains that as he was traveling through the roadsides of South India, whoever he would see, he would induce them to chant the names of Krishna. And that person would immediately, by the causeless grace of the Lord, become a purified, ecstatic devotee of the Lord. And when that person would return to his village, dancing and chanting,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Anyone who would see him or hear him would also awaken their innate ecstatic love for Krishna. And when that person would return to his village, chanting the holy names,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Anyone who would associate with him and hear the words of Gauranga Mahaprabhu would also become a pure devotee of the Lord. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya delivered millions upon millions of living beings wherever he traveled. And as he was chanting on the roadside, he would sometimes sing the beautiful song, Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna 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 Rama. Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
Rama Radha Rama Radha Rama Radha Rama Rama Krishna 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 Keshava Parinam. Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare While he was away, the king of Orissa, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, had met with Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the spiritual master of the king. He inquired from Sarvabhauma that I have heard that a most illustrious and saintly personality of the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in our kingdom, and I had heard that he was a most extraordinary personality delivering the highest gift of love of God. And it has been said that he also showed his causeless mercy upon you. Can you tell me something about him? Where is he? Can I meet with him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained that this personality is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And he has gone on a tour of South India, but he will soon return. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained to Maharaj Pratap Rudra that it will be very good if we can arrange a nice, quiet, and solitary place for him. That it will be very good if we can arrange a nice, quiet, and solitary place for him to live. Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he said, I know just the perfect place. It is in the house of Kashi Mishra. It is very quiet, it is very secluded, and it is also very close to the Jagannath temple. I believe the Lord will be very happy there. So they called Kashi Mishra, and when he heard that the Supreme Lord, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, would be staying in his residence, he became filled with ecstatic love, so grateful, so joyful, considering himself so infinitely fortunate to have the opportunity to serve the Lord in this way. So when Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu returned, he first came to Alalanath. Then on the seaside, he met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then he was brought here to the house of Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra, upon seeing the Lord, prostrated himself before the personality of Godhead and worshipped his lotus feet. And he said, my Lord, I offer you my body, I offer you my very life, my home, my wealth, my family, everything is yours, my Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing his intense devotion, accepted his offer and made his residence here in the place called Digambira. Shri Gambira Dham Ki. Sitting in this room, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to introduce him to all the residents of Jagannath Puri, the great devotees of the Lord, the intimate associates of Lord Jagannath. Soon after his arrival, Paramananda Puri, he came to this place to meet the Lord. Paramananda Puri was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, the Gurudev of Lord Chaitanya. I mean, the godbrother of the Gurudev of Lord Chaitanya, Ishwara Puri. And Mahaprabhu gave Paramananda Puri, who's considered one of the roots of the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, he gave him also a room here in the house of Kashi Mishra. And soon after, Swarup Damodar arrived. Swarup Damodar was an intimate friend of the Lord in Navadvip. His name was Purushottam Acharya. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas in Katwa, he became so mad in the ecstasy of separation that Purushottam Acharya went to Varanasi and he also accepted sannyas from one great devotee of the name Chaitanyananda Bharati. Although he did not accept the external formalities of a sannyasi. When he came, he fell in ecstatic love at the feet of Lord Gauranga. And when Lord Gauranga lifted him up, they both embraced and they both fell unconscious, tasting the sweetness of their love for one another. Because we understand from the Acharyas that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, and Swarup Damodar Goswami is the avatar of Sri Lalita Sakya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Swarup Damodar his own personal secretary and gave him a secluded place of residence just nearby. Then Bhavananda Rai came to the Gambhira to meet Mahaprabhu. He was the father of Ramananda Rai. He had 5 children. He bowed down to Mahaprabhu. He offered his life. He said, "My life belongs to you and all my children belong to you. I surrender everything to you, my Lord." And Mahaprabhu said, "You are none other than Pandu, and your children are the 5 Pandavas." And Bhavananda Rai, just before leaving, he said, "This one son of mine, Vaninath, I want to offer him to you to be full-time engaged in your personal service." Such a loving father. How many fathers are willing to give their son to the full-time service of the Lord? And shortly after, Mukunda Dutt, he came to Gambira and he told Mahaprabhu that there is one devotee of the name Brahmananda Bharati, who's also a very famous disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Brahmananda Bharati, but he saw that he was wearing a deer skin. So Mukunda Dutt said, "This is the great Brahmananda Bharati." And Mahaprabhu wouldn't even look at him. He said, "Where? I don't see Brahmananda Bharati." Mukunda Dutt said, "No, this is him." That Brahmananda Bharati would not wear a deer skin. And Brahmananda Bharati, hearing these words, he began to think within his heart that my Lord does not approve of this deer skin because I am wearing it simply for prestige so that people think I am so austere and so renounced. As soon as he began to think of this in great shame, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for the proper sannyas robes to be given to Brahmananda Bharati. And after he put them on, then Mahaprabhu embraced him with great love. And then Ramananda Rai came. He met Mahaprabhu in South India in a place called Vidyanagar. And here he also surrendered to the Lord. And he was also given the personal service of the Lord. How to explain the infinite pastimes that took place here in Gambhira? Every year when the devotees of Bengal would come to celebrate the Rath Yatra, they would all come and meet Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. And Mahaprabhu would exchange such love with them. As if he had five mouths, he would glorify the qualities of all of his devotees. Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu, as all the devotees were coming from Bengal to meet Mahaprabhu, Murari Gupta, Shivananda Sen, Adwaita Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu, all of the devotees, Srivas Thakur, Mahaprabhu asked, "Where is Haridas?" And they said, "You see, down on the road, he is laying in the dust, offering his prostrated obeisances for a long time." He was so humble that Haridas would not even come to the Gambhira to meet the Lord. He considered himself too fallen and contaminated. So Mahaprabhu himself went out to Haridas Thakur and lifted him up and embraced him and personally arranged for him to stay at the place we were this morning called Siddhavakula to perform his bhajan. There are so many stories. There is the famous story of when Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was performing wonderful kirtan. Every day at noon, he would, after having wonderful kirtan, he would go to the sea to take his bath, and then he would come back to Gambhira to take rest. One day the dancing was so much ecstatic, and his manifestations of love were so super excellently revealed. And he was dancing and chanting for so many long hours that he came and he laid in the doorway of the Gambhira, his bedroom. And Govinda, it was his service. Govinda was the servant of the Lord. A little about Govinda. When Mahaprabhu returned from South India, Govinda came. And he said that I was the personal servant of Ishwarapuri, your Gurudev, and he has instructed me to become your servant. Just before he left this world. At that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Mahaprabhu, "How is it that your Gurudev, Ishwarapuri, accepted Govinda, who is a Shudra, a low-class person, as his servant?" And Gauranga Mahaprabhu replied that when one becomes a pure Vaishnava, he is beyond all the classifications of caste. That Govinda has imbibed ecstatic love, and in the intimacy of such love, all of these formalities of Varnashram and Dharma are not relevant. But Mahaprabhu said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "How can I accept this Govinda as my servant if he was the servant of my own Gurudev? He's worshipable to me." And Sarvabhauma said, "Yes, but you must know that the order of the spiritual master is very powerful and it must be obeyed. He has given this order. You must allow him to fulfill that order." So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here in the Gambhira, accepted Govinda as his personal servant. So on one occasion, after Mahaprabhu was dancing, Govinda wanted to massage his lotus feet and his legs, but he could not get to his lotus feet and legs because Mahaprabhu was laying right in the doorway. So he kept saying to Mahaprabhu, please, please move a little so I can walk by you to reach your feet. And Mahaprabhu was so tired in his own transcendental ecstasy, he said, I cannot move. I am too tired. And repeatedly he asked him, can you kindly just move little? Mahaprabhu, he said, how will I massage your legs? Mahaprabhu said, do whatever you feel you must do. So Govinda put a cloth over Lord Chaitanya and stepped over his body. In Vaishnava etiquette, you never ever step over the body of another devotee. What to speak of stepping over the Supreme Personality of Godhead's personal body? And then he began to massage the feet and the legs of the Lord. After about 45 minutes, Gauranga Mahaprabhu rose from his rest, and Govinda was still massaging his legs. And Mahaprabhu asked, have you taken your prasad yet? And Govinda replied, no. Well, why have you not taken your prasad? You see, in order for Govinda to take his prasad, he would have to step over the body of the Lord again to get out of the room. So Mahaprabhu said, oh, well, you stepped over me to get in. Why don't you step out? And Govinda was silent, but in his heart he was thinking, my dear Lord, to serve your lotus feet, I am willing to commit any offense and even go to hell. But for my own sense gratification, I dare not even consider the slightest offense. This is the quality of the heart of a true Vaishnava devotee of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for 6 years of his Madhya Lila, he traveled a lot, sometimes living here in Gambira, sometimes going to Vrindavan and other places. And then he returned, and for the next 6 years, he was practically constantly involved in speaking Krishna Katha with his devotees and going out into the streets, having wonderful sankirtan of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But the last 12 years of Mahaprabhu's life, he became completely immersed, engrossed in the feelings of separation that Srimati Radharani felt toward Krishna after he had left Vrindavan for Mathura and Dwarka. You see, the beginning and middle of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya's life, he performed his lila of distributing the holy name of Krishna everywhere and revealing the highest principles of how a Vaishnava, how a devotee should behave by his own example and by his teachings. But the last part of his lila, he almost exclusively dedicated to the internal purposes of why he, to fulfill the internal purpose of why he appeared in this world. Krishna wanted to taste the sweetness of Sri Radharani's love. He wanted to understand the happiness she experienced in serving him. And he wanted to understand what it was about himself that brought about such incomprehensible feelings of love in the heart of Sri Radhika. So during these last 12 years, Mahaprabhu was practically constantly within this very room that we are now, called the Gambhira. And his constant associates were Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Gosai and Sri Govinda. And he was always tasting the sweetness of Mahabhava. In fact, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, they were empowered to intimately know his heart. Ramananda Rai was Vishakha Sakhi, and Swarup Damodar was Lalita Sakhi, who are the most intimate maidservants of Sri Radharani in the spiritual world. So they were constantly singing beautiful songs according to the emotional mood of Lord Chaitanya's pure love. Sometimes they would sing the poems of Jayadev Goswami, Vidyapati, Chandidas, Krishna Karana Amrita by Bilva Mangala Thakur, Srimad Bhagavatam. And they were constantly trying to protect the Lord from hurting him, his transcendental body, through his ecstatic symptoms. Kaviraj Goswami explains that Mahaprabhu would sometimes, in the middle of the night, in his ecstatic love, he would escape, and sometimes he would take the sea to be the Jamuna, and he would dive into the sea, and the waves would take him all the way, so many miles away, to Konarak, where the temple of the sun god is. And there, close to there, one fisherman who was at night trying to fish, he caught the Lord in his net. And he considered the Lord to be, he couldn't recognize. He had a beautiful golden effulgence. And he brought him to the shore. But upon touching the Lord, he began calling out the names in ecstatic love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He didn't know what had come over him. He considered, perhaps this is some sort of a ghost, and he has possessed me, and he has made me into a madman. I cannot stop chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. The next morning, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, Govinda, and all the other associates were searching everywhere for Mahaprabhu. And then on the beach, they saw this fisherman just dancing like a madman, crying out the holy name. So they were convinced that he must have met Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So they asked him, what is wrong with you? He said, I was fishing, and in my net I caught some beautiful golden form that must be some sort of ghost that has haunted me, because now I cannot stop chanting the holy name. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, I am a professional exorcist who knows how to get ghosts out of people's bodies. And then he slapped the person on the cheek and he said, now there is no ghost. He said, but what really happened is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You have touched him, and therefore you have become mad in ecstatic love, and you will never be able to give up chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. to this beautiful lord. So he took him to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And the lord was in such a state, his body was transformed in such an extraordinary way, covered with seaweed and sand in this net. And the devotees, in order to bring him back to his external consciousness, they all began to very loudly chant in a circle around the lord. And ultimately the lord, he leaped and began to chant the holy names. Why have you brought me here? When the lord saw the sea, he thought it was the river Jamuna, and he went to an ecstatic trance and jumped into the sea. He said, I was with Radha and Krishna. Sri Radharani and Krishna and the gopis, they were in the Jamuna, and they were having beautiful, loving competition of splashing one another. And I was a part of this witnessing. And you have taken me away from there, back to here. Why have you have done this? In this way, so many pastimes took place, explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the devotees, very concerned with the well-being of the Lord, they would sometimes lock all the doors and windows so he could not escape from this room, Gambhira. And Mahaprabhu, sometimes uncontrolled in his love of God, he would begin to grind his face against the walls. Hariyo! And when the devotees would come in the morning, they would see his face was all marked due to this extraordinary pastime. So for his protection, they brought the brother of Damodar Pandit, whose name was Shankara Pandit. And they, Damodar Pandit, as you know, he was the one that would always correct the Lord. Shankara Pandit, his assignment was to massage the feet of the Lord all night long. And knowing that Shankara Pandit was there, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would be afraid to displease him by getting up and harming his body by grinding his face and everything in the walls. So Shankara Pandit throughout the entire night would be massaging his feet, and sometimes he would fall asleep. And Mahaprabhu would take his own chadar and place it over the body of Shankara Pandit to keep him nice and warm. And then Shankara Pandit would wake up and he would see that he had been asleep, and he would immediately start massaging his feet again. And it is explained that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, as long as Shankara Pandit was in the room, out of fear of him, would not dare to exhibit such ecstatic symptoms of harming himself. How is it that the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is feared by fear personified, is afraid of his devotee? Just as Krishna was afraid of Yashoda Devi, when she would come with the stick, he would cry and tremble and run away. The Lord is always pleased to be subordinate to the love of his devotee. He is Bhaktivatsal. He is, by his own free will, he becomes fearful to displease his own servants who have surrendered their lives, their souls, their everything for his pleasure. It was here in Gambhira that the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibited the highest states of divine love that have ever been revealed in this world. In fact, there is no comparison. So it is a very esoteric and a very intimate Leela Stan of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is another story earlier in his Leela. When Govinda, one year when the devotees came from Bengal, they brought so much prasad for the Lord, and they were giving it to Govinda, and he was presenting it to the Lord, and the Lord would keep saying, "You just give it to me some other day." So soon, an outer room where Govinda would do his seva, a whole room was practically filled with prasad. And all the devotees were asking Govinda, "Did he like? Did he like?" And Govinda would never know what to say. If he said, "The Lord has still not eaten it," he did not want to make them feel bad. So one day he said to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "My dear Gauranga Lord, the devotees are so much asking me whether you like prasad, but you will not take any of it. There's a whole room full of prasad. What should I tell them?" Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "You bring it." So he bring preparation after preparation after preparation in Gambira. And Mahaprabhu ate almost an entire room full of prasad within minutes. Govinda was noting the comments so he could tell the devotees. In this way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu performed unlimited pastimes here. And I hope you all saw in the left-hand corner there's a box. And in that box is the original wooden shoes that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wore when he lived here. There's also a sitting place where he would sit, original wooden sitting place. And also there is the water pot, Kamandalu, that Gauranga Mahaprabhu personally used. They are covered with sandalwood. They have been worshipped for almost 500 years. And on the right side is the light, the vigil light, which was ignited on the day of Mahaprabhu's disappearance. And they say that that light has been burning ever since. So here in Gambira, the personal residence of Lord Gauranga, we should offer our very sincere prayers to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that we can dedicate our lives to being the servant of the servant of the servant of his devotees. Because here in Gambira, the Lord revealed how much he loves his devotees. Perhaps more than anywhere else, he would glorify his devotees here and exchange intimate loving relations with them. So we should know that if we want to please the Lord, there is no greater method than pleasing his devotees, by serving his devotees, by befriending his devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained how to develop relationships with other Vaishnavas. There are six exchanges: to give gifts and to receive gifts. And Srila Prabhupada explains, what is the greatest gift? Krishna. By giving Krishna and by receiving Krishna, by giving those things that are related to Krishna and receiving those things that are related to Krishna. by giving prasad and receiving prasad is an intimate exchange amongst Vaishnavas. And by confidentially and honestly revealing one's mind and being willing to confidentially and honestly hear another devotee's mind, these are the six exchanges by which we develop love for one another. And we should know that to the degree we can develop love for one another, to that degree Krishna will award us love for himself. We should not expect from devotees, but we should be always anxious to give to the devotees. This is the mood of servant. Srila Prabhupada explained that every other Vaishnava we should address as Prabhu, and we must address ourselves as Das. Prabhu means master. Das means servant. All Vaishnavas are my masters, and I am the servant of all. It is in this mood that we can enter into the divine loving lila of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because it is in this mood that we can come together and with great joy and great feeling we can chant the holy names of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
So we should pray for this supreme most benediction in this holy place of Gambira, that the Lord may give us the opportunity to always chant his holy name in the mood of the servant of his most beloved and blessed servants.